Wondered about my outfit. I'm going hunting right after this. So. Or I just broke out of prison, one or the other.
Is that the color of a shot?
What's that?
Is that the color of a shot?
Yeah, it's a cool hat. I wish I'd have worn it here in the game. So I need something different.
Speaking of which, a lot has been made about these first drives against your defense. After that, pretty much the stats are almost identical. Last year, where you guys dominated. Put a finger on what's going on, perhaps, on those first drives?
Well, yeah. If you count the first drive with our stats, which you obviously do. Last year, we gave up 18.5 per game, and this year we're giving up 18 per game. So, but you put your offense and your team in, it's not good when you get behind early like that. So, it's something we're obviously trying not to do. We're giving up the same amount of points, but you'd rather not give them up the first series of the game where it hurts your team as far as just mentally getting behind in the game. But we played well after that. So we're addressing it. It still ends out the same number of points, but like I say, it's not the way you want to do it.
Anything different you've seen in Brock 6 games into this year compared to what you saw on your side?
We saw some great things. He brought us back to New England game. He's part of us winning certainly. Being the first seed in the conference last year, and he was a big part of that. And then this last game, the last two drives, he looked outstanding to come back and win in that game. And it reminded me of the New England game where we came back and won. So, he looks good in those kind of situations.
Coach, as the last two teams have sort of attacked you all, tried to attack you all in the middle.
What is that?
The last two teams have kind of targeted the middle of the field against you, especially the middle linebackers.
Okay, that's your opinion.
We've
got people behind them too,
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
John Gruden thinks that you should play more zone. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, John Gruden hadn't coached in a while, has he? So. We were playing zone on quite a few of those plays, so just have to look and see. We hadn't played as well as we wanted to, obviously, because we didn't win, but we're still doing some good things. I think we're still first in pass defense in the National Football League against a lot of top passing teams and quarterbacks. So, but we're 4-2 instead of 6-0. We want to be better.
What kind of challenges will Lamar Miller present for you guys?
Yeah, he's an outstanding running back. We didn't see him at Miami when he was there, and seeing him run, we see why they signed him. I mean, he's an explosive back. He can control the game in the running game. So we got our hands full with him.
You coached Simon Fletcher.
I did coach Simon Fletcher. Thank you.
Very well, I would say, considering he's going into the Ring of Fame. What do you remember about what kind of pass rusher he was and disruptive force he was?
Yeah, he was. I think he still may hold the record here for number of sacks. Simon was consistently a really good rush, really good player, but especially in the rush, he gave us that. He was our will linebacker that got to the quarterback. We had some other guys that did too, but he was the main guy and did. I can't say enough good things about him. Plus, he's from Bay City, that's in Texas.
Didn't you also draft Eel?
I did. Yeah, I sure did.
Good draft day.
Yeah, it was. He was an outstanding kicker, and he certainly deserves to be in the Ring of Honor here. At New Orleans we flipped a coin and took Morton Anderson, and he played for whatever many years, and then here we said, okay, we'll take a kicker, let's take this guy from Hawaii, and it worked out really well.
Third round, you usually don't take him that high.
Yeah, well, he was a good player. We thought he was going to be a good player, and he was.
Where do you
you have any memories from Bob Allen? Last thing about how he used
to. Of course I do. You know, Bob was, the Houston for 40 years. He's a really a key guy in the Houston sports sportscasting, and a good friend. You know, and I hated to lose him.
Anything else, guys? Thanks, Wade.
Thank you. All right.